Right, just to sum up Reb Zeira's case and the problems with Reb Zeira. The Ikka problems with Reb Zeira are two. The problem that how could you be mechayev someone two paras with his only one para here at all? Which is essentially the Gemara's kasha. And the kasha that I mentioned yesterday, based on the Rishash, that even when you have to pay extra days, you should only pay those days later. It's another problem we had with Reb Zeira, although many of you argued that you have to pay right away, so if you have to pay right away, you do have to give two paras. That we spoke about yesterday. And the third nekuda is that this Gemara seems to be proof positive about Reb Chaim's yisoid that you have to pay only what a person's mafsid, even more than a person's mafsid. This Gemara seems to be a positive proof that you pay more than the person's mafsid because you're paying two paras, where the person was mafsid, he really wasn't even mafsid one para, but certainly wasn't mafsid two, certainly not four. So this Gemara seems to be a proof that you pay not based on hefsid. These are all the kudas that we spoke about. Now, Rav Steinman says that this Gemara is understood based on the Machne Ephraim's yisaid, which is the same yisaid that we had discussed Lagabi Shemrim in the beginning of the Zman. He's talking Lagabi Shoyl. And his yisaid is that a Shoyl pays because of Kabbalah Sachrayis. The reason a shayel pays, the whole lumdis of why a shayel pays when he borrows something and something happens to it, it's totally an inyan of your makabel achrayis on yourself. When a person's makabel achrayis on himself, he has to pay. That's the whole lumdis of the teshlumen. Memeila, Zucker Steinman, if you are makabel achrayis twice, you borrowed it once, you're makabel achrayis, then you rented it back, then you borrowed it again. So you were mekabel on yourself the achrayis to pay two paras for one para. That's basically what happened. You were mekabel it. It doesn't make sense that you should be chayiv. We're saying in achinami, it doesn't make sense you be chayiv. But if you're mekabel, If you're mekabel a chiyuv with a kinyan, then you chayiv. You were moshe, you took the parah to your rishos, which is a mashicha that's b'chayiv you on all the chiyuv eshayil. And you did it twice. The first time you borrowed it, you took it. The second time you borrowed it, you took it. Since you took it twice, so you were mekabel achrayis two times. If you're mekabel achrayis two times, so then you have two chiyuvim. So the key to the whole sugi is to understand that all the kashas are true. Itaka doesn't go with the regular rules of mazik. The reason you pay here is because that's what you're makabel on yourself. What you're makabel, you have to pay. If we go with this mahaloch, then this gemara has no shaychis to Reb Chaim's kler. What was Reb Chaim's kler? It wasn't about a shaymer. Reb Chaim's kler was about a mazik. I'm mazik your thing, and I cause you no loss of money. So Reb Chaim clears, when I mazik you or I steal from you, if I cause you no loss, do I have to pay? That's a nice clear. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. This Gemara is saying that I could pay you more than I was mafsid you because that was my Kabbalah. That's what I was makabal on myself. So if that's why I was makabal, then I have to pay.
So,
the person who borrows is...
So again, the same one again. He didn't realize
the question is what's going through a person's mind at the time he borrows. Saying is a stam of person who borrows wouldn't. I think it's balkarcha. It's balkarcha. If somebody has an animal and I borrow it from him, if I don't say anything, so I will chiyuv eshayel. I will chiyuv eshayel. I did it twice. If I did it twice, I'm chayev twice. You'll tell me most people would see it's illogical to do it that way. I guess stam azay when you borrow something, there's a chiyuv. That's what Zayin holds. Al Kaponim, it helps a little bit for Reb Zeira that The main nakuda that Rosh Taimin is saying is that it doesn't have to fit with all the svaras. Davka has to fit with all the svaras. As long as there's a Kabbalah Sachrayis, it doesn't matter. It's interesting, the Machne Ephraim is discussing a case. Where you have a shomer is watching something, and he gave it to a second shomer, or he lent it to a second person, and he didn't tell that last person that it's not his. That's not his. In other words, let's say you borrow something, and then you lend it to me. You don't tell me that it's not yours. I think it's yours, and you lend it to me. And it's by Lavimai. The second person works for me. So we'll have a case. I have a worker who works for me, and he borrowed something or is a shomer for something for Reuven. Reuven's far away. Reuven lent him something. He's my worker. And he's working by me, and he lends it to me. And now it's Nignava. Do I have to pay? What? Do I have to pay? So to pay him, I don't have to pay him. It's by Lavimai. But 1 second, it wasn't really by Lavimai, because he's not the Bailan. He's just a shomer. So the question is, if I have a worker who's working for me, who's a shomer, and he lends me something, or gives me something for Shmira, and it's Nignava, in my mind, it's by Lavimai. So I think I'm Potter. It's a toss. It's not by Lavimai. It's the real Bailam or the real Bailam. Do I have a Potter? So obviously, what's the Machne Ephraim going to say? If the whole thing is Kabbalah Sachrayis, he's going to say, in such a case, you're Potter. So you weren't Kabbalah Sachrayis. You thought it's by Lavimai. So if you thought it's by Lavimai, then there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. Even though it's B'tos. So, what? The Achrayis, it's, when we say it's Bal Karchach, it means it's an assumed thing. If you lend me something, I can't say that in my mind I'm not Makabal Achrayis, and I'll fool you. Bal Karchach, it is that way. But if you give it to me and you present it as if it's by Levimai, so then you and I both understand that it's by Levimai. So you understand that I'm not Makabal Achrayis. So then I'm off the hook, which is a big chiddush. Because of my erroneous understanding, it becomes ice. I become ice Kabbalah Sachrayis. Now, if it was just my own mistake because I never learned the Masechta, I think I'm Potter, that will knock off Kabbalah Sachrayis. But in a case where you fooled me, you fooled me into thinking I have less Sachrayis, so then Rachinami, I have less Sachrayis. A dangerous thing. You have every time a person misrepresents something, it's going to say there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis.
It's not his fault to not be explaining himself.
He's
not supposed to say
that it's not really his. He's supposed to. It's his own fault, I understand. But the Peturi is because it's his fault, or the Peturi is because it's not bad. You know, even if it's not his fault, he brings another case, which is later in the Masechta. He brings a case from the last parak in the Masechta, where a man borrows something and he dies and it falls to the Yarshim. A man borrows something, he dies, it falls to the Yarshim. The Yarshim are allowed to use it. If a father borrows something, it falls to the Yarshim are allowed to use it. The Yarshim are Potter and Einzim. He says, the Yarshim, why are they Potter and Einzim? Because they never want Makabal Achrayis. Anointing. They have an emakabal shmira. They have to be shmira. It fell from the father. Maybe they're shemesachah because they're using it. But anointing, they're not chayav anointing. They never borrowed it. And here it wasn't misrepresented. Here someone lent some. Reuven someone lent something to Shimon. Shimon died. The children, the Yarshim, only have chiyuv shemesachah on it. They don't have chiyuv shayav on it because they're not. They were never makabal achrayis. So Machne Ephraim, we see it's totally kabal achrayis. So it's a very big chiddush. I don't know how far you could go with it. In our Gemara, it's very good. But this chiddush of Machne Ephraim, that you could have a mistake in Kabbalah Sachrayis, I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to go out and say, if two Frayim didn't come to you, they never learned Bava Metzia, never learned Bava Kam, never learned Chumash Mishpatim. Someone borrowed something from someone else, and it was Nansa. So the person will say, why should I pay? It wasn't my fault. So we'll tell him, no, there was a Kabbalah Zacharias. I don't know. So usually we say, Stama said, there's a Kabbalah Zacharias. Stama, that's what people think. But I don't know, someone had mistaken notions. I don't know how it worked. Right, but anyway, it's like, yeah, to our Gemara, Dicky aside, Shimon's aside, then it goes with Kabbalah Zacharias, and then everything is good. And we're going to have problems because when we learn Bava Kama, we always say there are two ways to learn. Either Al Shmira or Al Kabbalah Zacharias, Mazik or Kabbalah Zacharias. So we have this Gemara fits better with Kabbalah Zacharias. Like I tell you, this Rebzera fits better. That's the easier way to learn. I think Rabbi Chanan really also learns this way. Rabbi Chanan also learns this way. Rabbi Chanan says that there works out Kabbalah Zacharias, and it, somehow at the end he says that this case of Reb Zeira is a raya to Reb Chaim's Kler. It's not totally in Hefzid. He doesn't answer. I don't know why he doesn't answer. That here it's different. It's Kabbalah Zacharias. Rabbi Chanan ends that this Gemara is a raya to Reb Chaim's Kler, because Reb Zeira says you pay two behemoths. Obviously, it's not totally in Hefzid. That's the Rebbe Chanan in Ksubis. That's how he ends up. So I say, I don't know why he doesn't answer. That if it's telling Kabbalah Zacharias, it's different. Okay. All right, let's see the new Gemara. It's a little complicated. Four cases. In each case, you have two people, so you have eight people. Basically, the first two cases are easy, and the last two cases are more mechudish. So let's see the Gemara. Omer of Yirmiyah. Bottom line: Pamim sheshneim bechatas. Karbachatas you bring for shuas bitoy. If you swear falsely, but there's no harvachas mamim. Pamim sheshneim bechatas. Pamim sheshneim ba'asham. Asham is if you swear falsely, and there is Asham Gezeilah, you're stealing from someone by the shur. So those two cases we'll see are easy. Then you have Pa'amim Shasecher Bechatas Shail Ba'asham, Pa'amim Shasecher Ba'asham Shail Bechatas, and those are the complicated cases. So first two cases are case easy. Kfiris Ma'amim Asham, Bitis V'sayim Chatas. Pa'amim Shashneyem Bechatas, G'gayin, Shemesa Kedarka, Va'omrunensa. What are they trying to do? I don't know what they're trying to do. What's going through their mind? They're making a mistake, I guess. It was really Mesa Kedarka. They're saying Nensa. They're not gaining anything by saying Nensa. So, Seichu de Benkachu Benkach Bifta Potter Bechatas. Shoyal Benkach Benkachu Mechai Bechatas. Either way, there's no change in the financials. So therefore, they both do a chatas. Why they lied, so I don't know. It could be they lied by mistake. I don't know why they would say such a lie. Pamim sh'shnei ba'asham. It's also an easy case. Here we know why they would lie. They're trying to get off the hook. K'gan sh'nignava, amru meisam achas malacha. Tervayu k'kafri mamayna. Damachayvi k'kapatri navshayu. Easy. Okay, here's the complicated two cases. We have to have the case klar, and then we can try to talk about the chidushim of this gemara. Seicher bechatas v'shayol ba'asham. K'gay. Shemesa kedarka. So what's the MS by Mesa kedarka? The shayol pays the seicher, and the seicher is pater. V'amru mesa machmas malacha. Which means they said something that would pater everybody. So seicher ben kach u ben kach mifta pater chayev bechatas. Shoyel de mechayev ve mesa kedarka ve kapata nashi mesa machas malacha. He gets an asham. So that's the third case. Chayra, a simple case. But the emes is not such a simple case. Rabbi Kiva Eger has here Rabbi Kiva Eger star Kasha. Kasha, which seems to be such a solid kasha that has no way out, but it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger style kasha. It's a bit complicated. So in order to understand Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, just to make sure, before I spend half an hour talking about Turitzim of the kasha, you better get the kasha. Okay? If you don't understand the kasha, you'll ask me. Try to use the board a little just to make it simple. The case here, the third case of the Gemara,
You have three people. You have the Bailum of the animal, and then you have the Seicher who rented it, and then you have the Shayim who borrowed it. The Emes is what happened to it in the third case. The Emes is Mesa Kedarka. Mesa Kedarka. And they said that it was Mesa Matmas Malach. Okay? So the Gemara says the Seicher is Din. This is Chayav Karbin. Let's see. Now first let's see the Emes. The Emes, what should have happened? According to the Emes, that it was Mesa Kedarka. Who should pay whom? Mesa Kedarka. The Shayel should have to pay. And the Seicher is Potter. That's the Emes. Okay, the arrow is the way it should have been. So Remela, the Seicher lied, he was Potter anyway, he's a Karkas. The Shayel lied, but he saved this arrow, so therefore he's a Usher. Simple enough. Frederick, he's a Hirakash. You all know that there's a rule of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidam. We had a million times. That if a Baldin and Dine Mormon says something, even if he's lying, but if I say in Bezin, I owe you money, then I owe you money. If I say in Bezin, you don't owe me, then you don't owe me. Frederick Bekiva Eger, in this case, the whole problem is the Shoyal should have paid the Seicher. So to Bekiva Eger, it's not true. Let's say the Shoyal would have told the truth, that it was Mesa Kedarka. Let's say the Shoyal would have told the truth. Would he have to pay the Seicher? Huh? What did the Seicher say? What did the Seicher say? The Seicher lied. The Seicher walked into Bez and he lied, even swore that it was Mesa Machmas Malacha. So if the Seicher swore that it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, this is what he said. The Seicher said it was Mesa Machmas Malacha. So now the Shayel, he's going to be putter no matter what, even if he tells the truth. He also lied. He also said Mesa Machmas Malacha. They didn't gain anything. If he would have told the truth, why would have been the din? If he would have said Mesa Kedarka, that means he would tell Bezdin, I really have to pay. What would Bezdin have paskined? That you don't have to pay. Because the Seicher himself swore that it was Mesa Kedarka. So it's a Haidah against the Haidah, right? If the Shayel had told the truth, he would say, Amayda, I owe the Seicher. And the Seicher said, Amayda, that you don't owe me. Because he swore Mesa Kedarka. So he swore Mesa Machmas Malacha. So he says, you don't have to pay me. So if the Seicher said, you don't have to pay me, the Shayel gained zero by lying. What does the Shayel gain by lying? The Shayel maybe thought he's going to gain by lying. But the Shayel didn't gain anything. The Shayel is Potter anyway, because they die, Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. And the Seicher said, Mesa Machmas Malacha. So if the Seicher said, Mesa Machmas Malacha, there's a... The Shayel is Potter no matter what. He gains nothing by lying. He taka lied. We should only be chayev achatas. Because what did he gain? What?
They're saying they went to swear first, say what happened first. The Shayel comes in first, and he already says that he did his lie first, and then he makes Machmas Malacha, and then makes him back, really high before the
7th. Well, you're right. If the Shayel swore first, if the Shayel would have sworn first, so at the time he swore he was pattering himself, so then he would be chayev of carbon asher. Okay, I guess the stomach again. I don't know what the rules are. Who would swear first in such a case? Either Kiveg understands the rule is the Seicher swears first. I don't know why that should be. Or it means not fuki the case. It's the order of the way it says. It's the order that it's presented. Okay, so l'chayru, this whole thing is the Seicher swears first, and then the Shayel. So Rabbi Kivega asked this kasha, which Rabbi Kivega didn't have the shita. The shita Mukubetzes brings this kasha b'shem harash. This kasha that what's going on here? Why is the Shayel going to be chayiv a karban asham? The Shayel gained nothing by lying. He was potter anyway, because the Seicher swore. Kasha good kasha. I was asking. Well, it's Kiveg is kasha, plus a good kasha. Okay. So there are three possible mahalchim
in how to deal with it. Two of them, one is from Dar Sameach, one from Shur of Shmuel. But the third, which I want to say first, is before we come to how anybody else answers, I want to sort of give Agdam. Every time I see the words Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami, what comes to mind? When you think of Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami, how does Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami work? Sais Namri Ben Leif. Every time you hear Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami, why? Why is Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim Dami? Why, when someone walks into Bezdin and he says, I might die, I owe money, and two Eidim say he doesn't? And he says he owes. Why is he chayiv? So what are the two pshatim? Why am I chayiv? Two Eidim say I don't owe money, and I say I do. So why am I chayiv? So two mahalchim. Either it creates a new ischayivus. When I say I owe you money, that's the Meri Ben Leif shita. Does Bezdin believe me? Of course they don't believe me. I'm full of baloney. Two Eidim say I'm lying. But if I say I owe you money and I say it in Bezdin, that creates a new eschayvus in Bezdin. It creates a new chiyuv. That's the Mari Ben Leif shita. The Ktsais didn't like that. Ktsais said, what? New eschayvus? No one's mechavim for a new eschayvus. The Ktsais said, it's a gzeres hakosuv, that we, legabe you, we believe you. Was negair to you yourself, we believe you. We learn out of the pasuk Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh, which is by Maida B'Miktsas, Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh. Someone says that this and this is true, so we believe him about himself. What's negair to you yourself, we believe you. So these were two pshatim that we had every time you have Eidos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, they are two mahalchim. Either it makes a new chiyiv, or it's that you believed. We had a similar two ways to learn. I think the Ktsais is Toilet Zabizeh. By Shav Yanaf Sheikhatichi Disura. In Yerodea, when we say Shav Yanaf Sheikhatichi Disura, if I say this meat is Nevela, even if two Eidim say it's Kshera, so the Psak for me is I'm not allowed to eat it, because I said it's Nevela. Why? Two Eidim say it's Kosher. So we also have two ways to learn. Either when I say it's Nevela, I'm creating a new Isser, it's like a Neder. I'm creating a new Isser. Or the pshat is that Lagabi myself, I'm believed. To Mahalchim. Now, by Hedos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, either I'm creating a new Chiyiv, or Lagabi myself, I'm believed. Nafkamina. So I think we had a whole list of Nafkaminas. What's Nafkamina if I'm creating a new Isser, if I'm believed Lagabi myself? A whole list of Nafkaminas was done. One of the nafkaminas we had was haidah keneged haidah. If two people come to Bezdin, I say, and there's a para, I say, I'm moide, it's your para. And you say, you're moide, it's my para. What happens to the para? Well, who gets it? We come to Bezdin. I tell Bezdin it's his. And he tells Bezdin it's mine. So the question is why we're coming to Bezdin, right? Why would we be in such a case? So what should be the din haidah keneged haidah? Huh? What? There's nafkamina between these two mahalchim. If it's a schaivus. Well, we said, if I say it's yours, you say it's mine. If Hadas Baldin Kameh Eidim is I'm Nemon, you're Nemon, so what are you going to do? You split it, you come to some agreement. But if you learn like the Mari Ben Leiv, that it's a new Eschaivis, so who gets it? Whoever spoke last. As we said, whoever speaks last. Whoever's the last one to say it's yours, he creates his chayvus. The other one says it's yours, he creates his chayvus also. Now, if there's strange people, each one is saying it's yours, so they'll keep on talking forever and you'll never get anywhere. But you could have a case in Bezdin when they come, they're honest people, and he says, and both of them say, I'd love to have it. I don't mind having it, but I think it's his because of this and because of this reason. He says, I think it's his because of this reason. And they're both saying that it's the other person's. So according to Marie Ben Lev, whoever speaks last is the one that is the one that creates the schaivus last. He's the one that creates the last schaivus. This kasha, or the Kivegas kasha, I'm thinking out loud. But the Kivegas kasha, like the Ktsais, it's a good kasha. Like the Marie Ben Lev, I'm not so sure it's fair. Why? Why, according to Marie Ben Lev, it may not be shver? This is what I was thinking. What's the case? Who swore first? Who swore first? If the Shoyl swore first, so then he's Chayav Karban Asham. At the time he swore, the whole Kivegas Kasha doesn't begin. If the Shoyl swore first, at the time he swore, he was saving himself for money. Because the Sechi didn't swear yet. So if the Shoyl swore first, the Kivegas Kasha doesn't even begin. At the time he swore, he's Chayav Karban Asham. Elamai, like we said, must be Rabbi Kivegar understood, for whatever reason, that the Seicher is the one who swears first. Change? What do you mean? Let me finish what I'm saying, and then maybe what you're saying is good. 1 second. Let me just finish hearing, guys. What I'm saying is that according to the Marie Ben Lev, if the Shoyl swore first, so then he's a chayv and asher. Kivegas kasha doesn't start. If the Seicher swore first, so if the Seicher swore first, then when the Shoyl came, if the Shoyl had told the truth, since he's the second one speaking, if he had told the truth and he had sworn Mesa Machbas, Mesa Kedarka, he'd be chayv. So he did save money by swearing falsely. Because if he had sworn Mesa Kedarka, he'd be chayiv. And by lying, he's potter. So it seems, according to Marie Ben Lev, that in fact, the whole kasha falls away. The whole Kivegas kasha falls away. Because Momashach, whoever swears false, first, the shayil is saving money by his shmu. That would seem to be a glatta teretz. I don't see anybody who talks about it. Mustam, because they all... don't pass gate to Marie Ben Lev, but according to Marie Ben Lev, L'chaira, it would answer the kasha. Yeah, Michelle?
The Gemara has a question that we thought that the Sefer was praying in the beginning.
If you say Sefer caught a Lev Shvua, so that means that once he swears, but there it's talking with the Shoyl's paying. Right, that case is the Shoyl's paying. So we're saying when the Shoyl pays, Seicher is kind of like Bishvua. He's kind of writes to it only Bishvua. So then when it comes to pay, no, but that's why the Shoyl doesn't pay him, because he's only kind of Bishashvua. And that was the reason to pay the Bailam. You're trying to show that he swears first?
Yeah.
You're not showing that because you're only showing that he swears before the other person pays. You're not showing that if they both swear that the Seicher swears false. It may be true anyway. But you're going on the case of the Mishnah where there's only one person swearing. And it's Taka Mistavra that before anybody makes any payments, you should finish all the shua, whatever shua has to be done. In our case where they both swear, I don't know how you work Hilchos Shavuos, who swears first. Right? Is that the same?
Why would the
But had he said the truth, he would have created a Schaivus.
But him not creating the Schaivus is stealing money? He didn't create the Schaivus, why should he create money?
If he didn't create... Why should he have to pay for not creating his chayvus?
His chayvus isn't there, he's not obligated.
Unless for some reason the shayl has to swear,
maybe you're right. What you're saying is, well, my teretz is that the shayel gained by swearing falsely. Because had he sworn truthfully, he would have created his chayvus. You're saying he's not mechuyev to create his chayvus. He's obligated to create his chayvus. Why can't he just sit back and say... And say what? He could say... Nothing to say. Nothing. You could say nothing? You could say, I don't want to say anything. Normally, if I don't swear, I have to pay. So you're right, maybe. So again, I'm trying to say that had he sworn truthfully, he'd be mechayev himself. You're saying, but he didn't gain from his lie. Because it's not the lie that patted him, it's the failure to swear truthfully. Why is he chayev in Hashem? Because he failed to swear truthfully? No, he's chayev in Hashem because he swore falsely. So maybe this teretz is not such a good teretz. Maybe it's not a good teretz. I hit a kasha. Maybe you're right. What?
Must be the shayel swore first.
Must be that the shayel swore first. And then the whole thing is good. If you say the shayel swore first, the kibbeg kasha wouldn't start. No, so the kibbeg understood that the seichel swears first. So then we have a kasha. That's where the kibbeg's kasha. The seichel swears false. Why? Yeah. That was a story happened that way. That was supposed to be the shayel. All right, so my first teretz may not be such a good teretz, but I don't think you'll be able to start up with the other teretz as much as with what I want to say. All right, Darsameach's teretz. Darsameach is in Hilchus She'ila Perek Dalit Halachites. Darsameach says that Rabbi Kivega's kasha, he doesn't quote him, Rabbi Kivega, he brings the kasha himself. He says, this kasha is only a kasha if you paskin like the chachamim of our Mishnah. The chachamim of our Mishnah held that the shayel pays whom? Pays the seicher. So this whole kasha is a good kasha. But Rabbi Yirmiyah here, who said it's going like the chachamim? Rabbi Yirmiyah is going like Rabbi Yaisi. According to Rabbi Yaisi, who does the shayel pay? The bailim. According to Rabbi Yaisi, the shayel has to pay the bailim. So really, the emes is not this. According to the emes is this way. If this is the emes, so Rabbi Kivega's whole kasha falls off. Because why was Rabbi Kivega's kasha? That if the seicher had sworn, if the shayel had sworn falsely. If he had sworn truthfully, he'd also be potter. That was the kasha. That if the shayel swear truthfully, he'll also be potter, because he does baldin kanei edim dami. Zokdar sameach. That's only true if the shayel has to pay the seicher. So the seicher say does baldin is kanei edim dami. Rabbi Yirmi is going like Rabbi Yaisi. Koy to Rabbi Yaisi, the shayel's chiyuv tashlumin is to the bailim. If it's chiyuv tashlumin is to the bailim, so the fact that the seicher said that the shayel is potter plays no role. There's nothing. The seicher shvuah is not Eidos Baldin. He's not the Baldin. He's not the one that's supposed to collect. Since he's not the one that's supposed to collect, so it's very gishmak. What? Rabbi Yaisi, the seicher is not involved at all. Well, the seicher has to potter himself from the bailim. The bailim come to the seicher and say, pay me. So in order to pater himself,
he swears, maybe Rishal's a hard person to run after. But the Seichu would swear on what? Why in our Mishnah, in a case where the Seicher is Pater, so Rabbi Yossi says, Ketzer ha-lois tischer pasir shal chavera, he says that the Chiyav is direct from the Shoyal to the original Baila. Right? The Shoyal's Tashlum da'alan v'dashwasach. So the Shoyal's Chiyav is to original Baila, so Mimela, now when he swears falsely, he's saving money. Chayr, it sounds like a good teretz.
But here, where you went and he specifically asked the Shoyal to say for making sure the Sefer made a shua, he can no longer say Dala and Dal Shua Sefer. In the middle of that, the Shoyal has to say.
Okay, is that a Dovah Mokhruch? Are you saying Kasha Nesaneh?
Yeah, I'm saying
that's not Mokhruch. He's forgetting he didn't like the Teretz. There's another problem. There seems to be another problem with this Teretz. What are we saying? Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to Rabbi Yaisi, and this case seems to be a very smooth case. Let's go to the fourth case of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And L'chayr, the fourth case of Rabbi Yirmiyah can't be gone like Rabbi Yaisi. You're going to have to hook up. It's very geschmack to try to figure it all out, but it's many steps. Let's see the fourth case. The fourth case is, which one? Seicher b'chata shel ba'asham is the one we just did. So we have to go to the next case of Seicher ba'asham v'shayel b'chatas. Okay? Beginning of a line. Seicher ba'asham v'shayel b'chatas. How do you have that case? We need a case where the Seicher is saving money and the Shayel is not. Good guy. Shenignava v'amru meisa machmas malacha. Seicher u'da mechayiv b'gneva v'aveida. The Seich is gaining by the lie because he's pattering himself with the lie. So Asham. Shail, the Benkach of Benkach. Chiyuvim Mechayev Bechatos. So let's figure out this case. It's a simple case. You have again all three of them, the Bailim, the Seicher, and the Shail. And what's the case? The saying Mignavad. And really, it was Mesa Kedarak. Right, that's the case. Nigdava, it was really Mesa Kedarak. And they were tiny Mesa Kedarak. It was really Nigdava. And they're pretending it's Mesa Kedarak. So the Shoyal gains nothing. That's easy. What's the Shoyal gain? So he's going to be Chayiv only a. He's Chayiv either way, he's only a Chakos, right? The Seicher gains, because by Nignava he's saying Nignava. What really happened is Nignava. Really happened is Nignava. So really he's Chayv. And he's pretending Mesek and Darko, so therefore he's Chayv and Asham. They're both saying Mesek and Darko. So the MS is he's supposed to pay him, and he's supposed to pay him. And he's getting off the hook, and he's not getting off the hook. That's what's happening. Emes, he's getting off the hook, and he's not getting off the hook. Right? Saying it right? So really, the arrows are the truth. Because the truth is, the Shayel is the Seicher, and the Seicher is the Bible. And since they're saying, this is what they're saying, the same Mesa Kedarka, which is a lie, so therefore, the Seicher is getting off the hook. Saying it right? I think so, right? So let's see. Is this going, could this make sense according to Rabbi Yaisi? What I told you is according to the Chacham. According to the Chachamim, the Chayrit, it makes sense. According to Rabbi Yaisi, Rav Sameach saying he's going to Rabbi Yaisi. Frekta Rav Sameach says this himself, I have a problem. According to Rabbi Yaisi, are these arrows true? The MS is, yes, these arrows are true. When the Shoyal lies and says Mesa Kedarka, What is he doing? What is the halacha by Mesa Kedarka? By Mesa Kedarka, he owes money to whom, according to Rabbi Yossi? He owes money to the Bailam by Mesa Kedarka. If the Shoyl would say Nignava, he would owe money to the Seichel. If the Shoyl says Mesa Kedarka, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mesa Kedarka owes money to the Bailam. Comes out, the Shoyl, he didn't save money by lying. But he did do his lie as a Geneva. Because if he would tell the truth, the MS is that his chiyuv are to the Seicher. Really, he has to pay the Seicher. Because Nigdava, he has to pay the Seicher. When he says Mesa Kedarka, he's changing the din. He's changing, because Mesa Kedarka is the Mishnah's case. Where Rabbi Yossi holds, the Shoyl has to pay the Bailam. So says the Ur Sameach, if this is going like Rabbi Yossi, the Shoyl should have to give an Asham here. Because in this case, his lie does change the halacha. It doesn't change from Chayiv to Potter. But it changes from Chayiv to pay the Seicher to Chayiv to pay the Bailam. So it is a lie in Dinei Maminis, which should be Chayiv and Asham. Confusing? Yeah, there are some, it was very simple until we got to this part. Right? When you have the first case, the Sameach answer became his kasha, and it was very good, that his haidah doesn't help, because the arrow goes there. What the Sameach is asking on his own terrors is Rabbi Yirmiyah, if he's going to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't shtim anyway. If he's going to Rabbi Yossi. Because then the second case, the Shoyl's lie is a moministic lie. It's not a moministic lie in the sense that he'll save money, you have to pay somebody, but it's a moministic lie. If I swear in Bezdin that I owe Ruve money and I really owe Shimon money, then that's a chayv and asham. I'm changing what the halach is. It's a chinui and
dinei mamon. Why
aren't you
paying the Baal on both times?
What?
Why aren't you paying the Baal on both times?
Because if the Seicher has to pay the Baal, then the Shoyl pays the Seicher. What is the Shoyl's dealing with the Baal? It's only when you have the problem that case of the Lashon Hara and Prasa Shachaveirai, that he goes to the site. He goes to the Bible.
This is only true for the second and also.
What?
It's only true for the second and the second and the show, and he doesn't plan on making money. I mean, because with his lie, he's planning to steal, so he should be doing the option again. And he told, they both tell the truth, and then the Bible's supposed to get the
she's saying is that justice is served. What's the difference if I pay the Seicher and Seicher pays the Baal, or if I pay the Baal directly? It's true. But a Shvua is still a Shvua that can make a Shini a Dina Maminis. It could be. It's a lie in Dina Maminis. He's saving that he doesn't pay him, and he's obligating himself that he pays him. That's not a Patur for an Asham. If I'm lying that I don't pay you, and I say I do pay someone else, it's not going to matter. Unless, because it's the Seicher's own obligation. Maybe. Shibuta de Reb Nosson. I mean, maybe
way,
it's Kedin, because he knows the other person's lying.
Either way, whatever he swears, he has to pay the Baal, because if he says that he only has to pay the Seicher, and the Seicher has to pay the Baal,
it's an interesting thing. Shibuta de Reb Nosson is only after Pesach Bez. If I know that you are mazik someone and I owe you money, I can't go and pay him. I can't go and pay him. It's only after there's a Pesach. The Pesach Mamin is like a Chayiv Mamin. Right? So I'm not sure before there's a Pesach should be such thing. Shibuta de Reb Nosson. Okay, you work out this last step, a little complicated, but it's very geschmack to try to work out. So far I shared with you two routes. Either the terrorists like the Marie Ben Leif, which I think was understood and problems with. There are some Ers terrorists, which the terrorists itself I think was good, it only got complicated on the Kasha. The third Mahalach is Reb Shmuel, the Shur Reb Shmuel. Well, that's an interesting mahalach. Again, we're going back to the top case, not the bottom case. And we're not going to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to Chachamim. The way Rabbi Kivega was talking all along.
by Haidah versus Haidah, if I'm Maida, I owe you money, and you're Maida, you owe me money. Not like the Mary Ben Leiv. Like the Mary Ben Leiv, whoever talks last is Chayiv. A very strange thing for Bezdin to paskin. Whoever talks last to Bezdin will be Chayiv. Bezdin has to throw them out before they can paskin. Like the Ktzais, the way we Neman. Haidah against the Haidah. The halacha is that if one person's a muhzik, he keeps it. If we're not a muhzik, so then we do yachlaiku. If one person's a muhzik, then he keeps it. This Gemara's case is talking about the amuhzakim. We're talking about money. So let's go back to the tap case. The seicher says, Mesa machmas malacha. He swears it, Mesa machmas malacha. Now the shayol comes. Now, in our Gemara's case, he lied. He swore Mesa machmas malacha. Now stop. Let's say he wouldn't have lied. He would have told the truth. What would have happened? He would have said, Mesa Kedarka, and I'm Chayiv. So the Shoyl says, I'm Chayiv. The Seicher says, you're Potter. What happens? Garnished. You don't have to pay. Haidah's brother can make it. The halacha is, by Haidah against Haidah, Tfisa helps. If I'm Maida, I owe you money, and you're Maida, you owe me money. If I want, I could be Typhus from you. And Beza can't stop me. Now, klap yishmaya galia, if I know I'm a ganav to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But in Bezdin, if I say I owe you, and you say you owe me, and I'm typhus, tfisa helps. Now, if you understand that tfisa helps, then we have a shiloh, the following shiloh. Let's say, let me try to pick a simpler case. Let's say I would never be me. Let's say a Yid, Ruvain, burnt down Shimon's Gadish on Shabbos. Does Ruvain have to pay? So you all know, Ruvain burnt down Shimon's Gadish on Shabbos. Come there, Abine. Ruvain's potter. Shimon's Tfisa would help. Because by Come there, Abine, you have a rule. That Tfisa helps, because really you're chayiv to pay. Just Bezdin's not mechayiv you. So Tfisa helps. Okay, so Ruvain burnt down Shimon's Gadish on Shabbos. What's the din? Bezdin's not mechayiv you, but Tfisa helps. It's a case of Kavli Drabi. What happens if Ruvain comes into Bezdin and he makes a shvua that he did not burn down the Gadish on Shabbos? He didn't burn down the Gadish at all. He swears, Shimon pulls him into Bezdin, says, you burned down my Gadish. And Ruvain swears, I didn't burn down your Gadish. And the two Eidim come and they say, he burnt it down on Shabbos. Is Ruvain Chayiv and Asham? Is Ruvain Chayiv and Asham? What do you say? Ruvain swore he didn't burn down the Gadish. Eidim say he burnt it on Shabbos. Is Ruvain Chayiv and Asham? Did he save money with his Shvua? Did he save money with a shvua? Huh? If? Make it simpler. It's confusing enough. Did Ruvain save money when he swore falsely? He swore he didn't burn down the Gadish, and Adam say he burnt it on Shabbos. Did he save money? Pashtus, no. He wouldn't be chayiv anyway. If he would have said he burnt it down on Shabbos, Bezdin would say a potter. So you don't have to pay. Come later, I mean it. Pashtus. No? Pashtus, you're potter. Nishev Shmaitza, he says a chiddush, that you're chayiv. Because your lie helped that the other person loses his schus of tfisa. The other person can't grab it for me. Normally, if I would have admitted I burnt it on Shabbos, the other person's tfisa, he could grab it for me. Even though I'm not chayv to pay, tfisa works. When I swore I didn't burn it down, I'm cheating you out of your schus that you could grab it for me. The Schweitzer says that that's enough to be considered a carbon asham. You don't need that Bezdin would have said pay. It's enough that Bezdin would have allowed a schus of tfisa. Zakrib Shmuel, according to that Yesaid, Rabbi Kivayga's kasha is answered. Kuvi Rabbi Kivayga doesn't agree with the Shmaitz. But according to the Shmaitz's Yisayid, it's answered. Why was the kasha that the last person, the Shayel, saved no money? The Shayel saved zero money. Because the Shayel would have been potter anyway. Even the Shayel told the truth. He would have been potter. It's Takachuri would have been potter. But the Seicher would have had a schus of tfisa. The Seicher would have had a right to grab from him, because it would have been Haidah against Haidah, where the other person could grab. So his lie cheated the Seicher out of the possible schus of grabbing. And that way, it's enough to be Chayiv a Karban Asham. This is Reb Shmuel's teretz. So we have here three terutzim. I think Reb Shmuel brings Dar Sameach as well. If you look in the Shura of Shmuel, you could see all everything we spoke about except the Mari Ben Leiv, which... So this is the big lumdis of this Gemara of the Rebbe Kivayga. The next sugya that we're going to learn is Shemesh Shemas and Shemer. It's sort of the last big sugya, Shas sugya, that we're going to do. Just to give you a little bit of focus, when you learn the Gemara, when you make a landing on the Gemara, I may spend a little more time on the previous Gemara yesterday just to tie up one loose end, but when you do a lady on Shema Shema Sel Shema, any of you ever did Shema Shema Sel Shema? Anybody here thinks, were you ever a Shema that you gave to another Shema? Huh? It happens a lot. But only in one type of case. They have Shema Shema Sel Shema. It happens very, very often. If you find an Aveda, what's it in? You're a Shema. I think you all know that, right? Find an Aveda, you're a Shema. It happens to me very often in Shul, for example. Someone comes over to me. He says, "I found someone found an earring in shul." So he came over. He said he found an earring in the shul. So he gave it to me in case anybody will claim it. You know, I'm the shul more than him. So he gave it to me. Is he allowed to give it to me? Is that shemesh shemasla shemer? No. No. Shemesh shemasla shemer. You're allowed to hang it up on the bulletin board. I see sometimes people find things. And they put it up, if it's a small thing, they take a thing and they put it up in the Baltimore. That's not even Shem, it's worse than Shem Shemas L'Shem. It's Shem Shehifker, yeah? Yeah, because usually they don't mind, I understand. But is that Shem Shemas L'Shem? You find something in camp, what do? You go over to the head counselor, to the lost and found, and you give it to him. How are you allowed to do that? Is that Shem Shemas L'Shem? Is that true? Is that true? So first, make a lighting on the Gemara. And then you'll see that there's a machlaikis in the Paiskim by Aveda, how it works.